我们今天要一起来啊，是想的是复活盼望坚固我们这个为题目。
Today, the sermon is the resurrection hope that strengthens us.
我们大家都知道今天是复活节啊。
We all know that today is Easter.
是庆祝主耶稣基督的复活。
To celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
既然我们都知道所信靠的主耶稣已经复活，那么我们今天要怎么样的生活呢？应该有什么不一样？
Since we know that our Lord Jesus already resurrected, then how should our lives be different today?
复活节提醒我们，基督复活不只是一个故事的结尾哈，而是信徒力量的开始。
Easter reminds us that Christ's resurrection is not the end of the story, but rather the beginning of the believer's strength.
在《帖撒罗尼迦后书》中，信徒活在一个很混乱的世界里，他们也有压力，有逼迫，有错误的信息，也有感觉不安的未来。
In the second Thessalonians,the believers back then, they lived in a chaotic world. There was pressure, there were persecutions, there were misinformation, and they had an uncertain future.
但保罗写信给他们说，不是世界决定你们的未来啊，是复活的主在掌权。
But Paul wrote to them,It is not the world that determines your future. It is the risen Lord who is in control.
今天我们也是活在一个充满不确定的世界哈，不管是疾病啊，战争，最近战争又很严重哈，一些意外的事情也会发生，突如其来的改变啊，生命真是挺脆弱的。
Today we too live in a world filled with uncertainties, diseases, wars, accidents.Sudden changes, our life is fragile.
今天神也借着这段经文告诉我们四件事。
And through this scripture, God is telling us four things.
因福音蒙拣选得救。
The first thing is chosen and saved through the gospel.
然后站立得稳，持守真道。
The second is stand firm and hold fast to the truth.
基督的荣耀在我们身上显明。
And the third is Christ's glory revealed in His people.
基督复活带来永远的安慰与美好的盼望。
And the fourth is the resurrection of Christ gives us eternal encouragement and good hope.
今天的信息，神的话语，让我们清楚知道，耶稣复活不是一年一次的纪念啊，而是每天支撑我们的力量。
May we, through today's sermon, understand that the resurrection of Jesus is not a once-a-year commemoration, but the strength, but it is the strength that sustains us every day.
刚我们都读的经文里呢，保罗说，这个神从起初就拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道得救。
Paul, in the scripture, he said that because God chose you, as the first fruits to be saved through your belief in the truth.
在这里呢，其实告诉我们三件事，三个方面哈。
So here he's telling us three things.
说你我的得救哈，不是偶然的，是神拣选的。
Number one, we were not saved by chance, but through God's selection.
我们不是靠自己的行为得救的，我们是靠福音得救的。
And second is that we were not saved by works, but by the gospel.
而且我们不是靠自己站立的稳哈，我们是靠圣灵成圣的工作在我们身上。
And the third thing is that we do not stand by our own strength, but by the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit.
在这混乱的世界中，最大的安慰不是环境的改变。而是我们身份的确定。
In this chaotic world, the greatest comfort is not the change in the environment, but the certainty of our identity.
在约翰福音十五章十六节那边，耶稣说啊，不是你们拣选我，是我拣选了你们。
So in John chapter 15 verse 16, Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you."
所以我们的救恩不是摇摆不定的，是建立在神那永恒的爱中。
Our salvation is not wavering. It is established in God's eternal love.
神拣选我们，不是因为我们够好，是因为他恩典的大，够大。
And God chose us, and that is not because we are good enough, but because His grace is great enough.
耶稣说啊，人子来，就耶稣来了，是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
And Jesus said that for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
神主动来找你找我的。
So God actively seeks us.
他不是等我们变更好了，他才要我们。
He didn't just sit there and wait for us to become good.
所以就有人说啊，不是因为我抓住耶稣才得救啊，是因为啊，他紧紧抓住我。
So someone would say, I am not saved because I hold tightly to Christ, but because He holds tightly to me.
我不知道你在信主的过程中你有什么样的经历哈。
I'm not sure, when you became a believer, what experiences you had.
对我却清楚很知道哈。
But I was sure about something about myself.
是当我为自己计划人生的时候，神把我的带到一个福音，不是福音，是一个退休会哈，夏令退休会里面，在那里特别的感动了我。
When I was planning for my life, God sent me to a retreat, a summer retreat, and there, the Holy Spirit touched me.
让我重新的诚恳在神面前认罪悔改，而且定义要做他的好孩子。
I was moved to come before God to repent and to be determined to be His good child.
这就是我上大学前的暑假的经历。如果不是那次神给我特别的安排去了那个退休会哈，我的人生的大学生活就不会那样子过，我的人生也不会那样子过。
This happened in the summer right before I went to college. If it was not for this trip or this arrangement, then my college life would be entirely different.
每个人我们有不同的经历。
Each one of you has your own experiences.
因为在你还不知道情况下，神已经安排，神已经为了要拯救你，给你预备了环境，给你预备了你的朋友和家人，让你接触了福音。
Before you even know it, God already made arrangement for you, for your environment, for your friends and your family, so that you have the opportunity to receive the gospel.
因为他爱你。
Because He loves you.
他要来紧紧抓住你。
And He wants to hold tightly to you.
所以在这里复活带来的第一个喜乐是，你是被爱的，是被拣选的，是神，我们是被确定我们自己是神儿女的身份哈。
So the first joy brought by the resurrection is this: you are loved, you're chosen, and you are affirmed.
所以当你觉得自己不配的时候，记得神拣选了你啊。
So when you feel unworthy, remember this: God has chosen you.
当你觉得自己软弱时，记得圣灵会在你心里面工作的。
When you feel weak, remember the Holy Spirit is at work within you.
当你觉得这世界很混乱的时候，记得救恩是确定的。
When you feel the world is in chaos, remember your salvation is certain.
既然我们是蒙拣选的子民。保罗接着就会提醒我们，在混乱中，我们要站立的稳，持守真道。
Since we are a chosen people, Paul goes on to remind us, In the middle of chaos, we must stand firm and hold fast to the truth.
所以在这里，保罗说啊，所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。
So here he said, so then brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter.
真理是我们的根基啊。
The truth is our foundation.
福音是我们的锚。
The gospel is our anchor.
复活是我们的力量。
And the resurrection is our strength.
这个世界每天都在变哈，道德观这种标准啊，价值的变化，连真理都好像在变哈。
This world is changing every day. Values are shifting, standards are shifting, even truth seems to be shifting.
世界会摇动，但神的话不动摇的。保罗说：“你们可以站得稳，不是因为你们刚强。”而是因为你们站在不摇动的真理上。
The world may be shaken, but God's word does not. Paul said, "You can stand firm not because you're strong, but because you stand upon a truth that cannot be shaken."
你会发现，其实基督徒，我们风浪仍然在哈，但是我们不再会被风浪带走。
And you will discover as a Christian that even while the storm is still there, that we no longer will be swept away by them.
因为主耶稣说啊，我是道路、真理、生命呢。
Because Jesus told us that He is the way, the truth, and the life.
因为主耶稣的复活让我们确信，我们的根基不是环境，而是基督自己。
For the resurrection of the Lord Jesus assures us.That our foundation is not our circumstances, but Christ Himself.
那耶稣也给我们设了一个榜样，他在旷野被试探的时候，他持守真道哈。魔鬼试探他，他就用真理回答。他教导我们持守真道是属灵征战胜利的关键。
And Jesus set a good example for us. He upheld the truth in wilderness. The devil tempted him.But he responded with the truth, and he told us that holding fast to the truth was the key to victory in a spiritual war.
所以我天天都在鼓励大家跟教会的那个每日读经 program 哈。
And that's why I encourage everybody to read according to the Bible reading plan.
如果你以前没有，或者是你读不到什么太。不觉得帮助大，我告诉你，就像吃饭一样，你每天吃你就有营养啊，后来身体就好就健康。你不吃饭啊，你后来你乱吃不营养的，到时候身体就坏掉了哈。
And if you don't understand, here's an analogy. It's just like that you eat meals every day. If you don't eat nutritious meals, then you would not have good health. Or if you eat something junky, then you won't have good health either.
所以、如果你还没有在、我们读经的网上或者是不管英文组中文组哈你、希望、你赶紧加入、在中文组我每天早上我读了经我都会放一个简单的祷告那边来抛砖引玉让你知道我们读神的话语我们怎么回应哈
In our、both English and Chinese Bible reading group、you can register online to participate in one of those groups. And in the Chinese group, Pastor always, each day in the morning, he'll post his response of that day's Bible reading.
我不是懒惰，不把它用英文说，我怕太多的那个他们被挤爆了。Matthew 也会分享啊，他们弟兄姊妹也会分享，但我们有时候也会，我会记一下，偶尔一个礼拜一两次这样。
And Pastor also, Pastor Matthew also shares in the English group.
蛮重要的就是说，我们真是 来读神的话语。
It is important that we should read His word.
让神的真理真的住在我们的心里面。
So that His word can dwell in our hearts.
要碰到的事情，圣灵就会感动我们，忽然想到神的话，而给我们定标准、定规矩、定方向。
And so when we have some challenges, the Holy Spirit will remind us of God's word so that we can understand God's principle and His guidance.
所以当试探来的时候，我们会用神的话语、用真理来回应。
In times of testing, we can respond with God's word and with truth.
在困难中，我们也不会退后；在压力下，我们也不会妥协。
And it helps us. Because in times of difficulty, we do not retreat. And when we're under pressure, we do not compromise.
因为主耶稣基督已经胜过死亡，他的生命就是我们的稳固。
This is because Jesus had already triumphed over death, and His life is our steadfast foundation.
当我们站立的稳，持守真道，神要在我们身上做一件奇妙的事。
And as we stand firm and hold fast to the truth, God will accomplish a marvelous work within us.
因为他会让基督的荣耀在我们身上彰显。
He will reveal the glory of Christ through us.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书的一章十节，这边告诉我们呢，就是在那日他要他的圣徒身上得荣耀。
In Second Thessalonians. Chapter 1, verse 10, it says, On the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people.
基督再来时，他的荣耀要在我们身上显明。
When he returns, his glory will be revealed in us.
我们现在因为基督已经复活，我们的生命要反映他的荣美。
Our lives are to reflect his beauty.
我们的改变是他荣耀的证据。
Our transformation is the evidence of His glory.
那不少人会问我哈，说我信主以后为什么生活还是很困难啊
？Many people ask me, even after I become a believer, why do I still have so many problems in my life?
但是圣经神给我们一个新的视角哈。神不只是要改变你的环境，有时候神也改变环境，但神其实正是在改变你的生命的。
But the Bible offers us a new perspective, which is God does not merely intend to change your circumstances; He is actively transforming your life.
保罗说，有一天基督的荣耀要在你身上彰显。
Paul says, one day the glory of Christ will be revealed in you.
也就是说，你的人生，你的生命会慢慢更像耶稣基督的。
That means that your life will gradually come to look like Jesus.
有时候是在顺境中，你赞美神嘛，大家很高兴嘛。但是有时候反而是在困难更显明了。
Sometimes it is easier to see when in the time of ease.But at other times, it is actually even more apparent when you go through difficulties.
就在马太福音五章十六节那边说，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, it says, In the same way, let your light shine before others.That they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
有一位姊妹在病痛中仍然充满着平安。有人就问她：“你怎么还可以这样子？好像挺有平安的。
”There was a sister who, even when she was suffering in her illness, she remained filled with peace.So someone asked her, "How can you act like this?"
他就说啊，因为有主同与我同在啊。
And her reply was, "Because the Lord is with me."
那个时刻，就是神的荣耀在他身上彰显。
In that moment, that was glory, God's glory revealed in her.
那有一位弟兄得了癌症哈，他仍然很喜乐。他说：“我知道主与我同在。”
A brother who suffered from cancer, he remained joyful because he and while he was suffering from cancer, he said, "I know that the Lord is with me."
好多年前啊，我认识一位老姊妹。
Many years ago, I know an older
lady. 她那时候已经94岁了。
Back then, she was 94 years old.
因为她九十多岁嘛，所以她有什么不舒服啊，有什么毛病啊，家人就赶紧把她送医院去，赶紧检查啊，怕有什么大事有意外哈。
Because she was at this advanced age, so whenever she had something that she felt uncomfortable or a small illness, they will rush her into the hospital for observations.
那有一次她又住了医院几天啊，但就出院了嘛，礼拜天就来崇拜了哈。
So one time she was in the hospital for a couple of days, and then on Sunday she came out of the hospital for the worship.
那教会人就问她你好吗？哈。
So in the church, people ask her, "Are you okay now?"
她满脸笑容的说：“没事啦，没事的，偶尔住住医院也挺好的。那些呀、啊，我跟那些病人传福音，他跑不掉。
” And she said, "Nothing to worry about, really." Actually, staying in the hospital every now and then is quite wonderful. It gives me the perfect opportunity to share the gospel with other people, and they cannot get away.
那有一位年轻的弟兄啊，有一次要做，其实有生命危险的一个很大的胸腔手术。他的牧师啊，在手术前就来看他。看到他满脸笑容啊，就情不自禁的大喊：“你们来看，你们来看，哪有人开刀前这么快乐、那么喜乐的
？”A young brother was about to undergo a life-threatening surgery, and his pastor visited him at the hospital prior to the operation. Upon seeing his face beaming with smiles, the pastor could not help but exclaimed aloud, "Come to see."Who else could be this joyful right before going under operation?
这不是人的力量，而是复活主在他们生命中的荣耀。
These are not display of human strength, but the glory of the risen Lord in their lives.
耶稣基督的复活带来给我们的不是人眼中世人看来完美的人生啊。而是一个被改变的人生。
Jesus' resurrection brings us not a perfect life, but a transformed life.
让基督的品德在我们身上显明。
May the character of Christ be made manifest in us.
在苦难中仍然信靠。
So that we can trust while suffering.
在黑暗中仍然能发光。
And we can shine in the darkness.
最后，保罗告诉我们，复活不是，只是短暂的安慰哈，它是永远的安慰与盼望。
Finally, Paul told us, resurrection is not a fleeting comfort, but an eternal hope.
在我们刚刚读的经文十六节那边说哈。就是开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给了我们哈。
In the verse that we just read, verse 16, he said that his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope.
所以这个复活的盼望哈，不是暂时的情绪。
So, the hope of the resurrection is not a fleeting emotion.
那也不是人为的这种积极思想哈。
It's not a so-called positive thought.
那更不是心理上的自我安慰。
And it's not a psychological self-comfort.
复活，主复活带来给我们的盼望啊，是永恒的安慰。
It is eternal encouragement.
是真实的盼望。
It is true hope.
是神亲自赐下的力量。
It is the strength that comes from God.
我们有活泼的盼望，是因耶稣复活了。
We have living hope because Jesus has risen.
是从神而来真正的盼望，因为耶稣复活，所以我们的未来是充满着希望。
This is a true hope because it comes from God. Because Jesus lives, our future is filled with hope.
那天早上哈，玛利亚去到这个哭的去了哈，在这个坟墓前哭的时候，她以为一切都结束了，死了。
That morning, Mary went to the tomb and she wept before the tomb, because she thought everything, had come to an end.
但当耶稣叫她的名字的时候，一切都改变了。
But when Jesus called her by her name, everything changed.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们也一样的，我们以为结束了，但神的在神的手中，那才是开始。
Brothers and sisters, so often it is the same for us. We think it is the end, but in God's hand, it is merely the beginning.
复活带来的喜乐是绝望不是句点，眼泪不是结局。神仍在继续写你的故事。
And this is the joy brought out by the resurrection, which is despair is not the end, and tears are not the final outcome, because God is still writing your story.
有一位弟兄，他所爱的亲人过世哈，他说我很痛，很伤痛。我们不是不难过哈，但我知道复活是真实的。
There was a brother who lost his loved one. He was very painful, but he said, "I am in deep pain, but I also know that the resurrection is real."
这就是永远的安慰。
This is the eternal encouragement.
保罗告诉我们。我们会难过，但不要像那个没有指望的人那样子伤痛啊。
Paul told us that yes, we will be suffering, we will feel sad, but don't live like a person who does not have the belief.
因为主已经复活。
Because God has risen.
我们以后都会复活，在天家相见的。
And all of us will be resurrected as well, and we will see each other in heaven.
主复活给我们的安慰，能在困难中抓住复活的盼望，能在软弱中依靠复活的能力，能在迷惘中记得主已经得胜。
And the comfort that we receive from our Lord Jesus, His resurrection is this: we have the ability to hold fast to the hope of the resurrection, even when we are facing difficulties.And that we can rely on the power of the resurrection when we are weak. And when we must remember that when we're feeling lost, the Lord has triumphed.
有位弟兄说，我不知道未来会怎么样，但我知道最后的结局是主得胜。
A brother once told me, I do not know what the future holds, but I know that the final outcome.Is the Lord's victory.
这就是盼望。
This is true hope.
主复活给我们的盼望，面对人生的不确定，能面对疾病与衰老，能面对世界的混乱。
This is the hope that the Lord's resurrection gives us. It's the ability to face life's uncertainties, to face sickness and aging, and to face the chaos of this world.
主复活，让我们活得不一样。
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus transforms our lives.
所以在一开始就，我就问了你们这个问题啊。我说，我们既然知道所信的主耶稣已经复活了，那么今天我们生活应该有什么不一样
？So remember at the beginning, I asked you the question. Since we know that the Lord Jesus already risen, how should our lives?Be different today.
那今天在这复活节，神用他的话语告诉我们：我们因福音 蒙拣选得救。
So today, on the Easter holiday, God uses His words to remind us that we are chosen and saved by the gospel.
那我们可以站立得稳，我们持守真道，我们站立得稳。
That we can stand firm and hold fast to the truth.
那基督的荣耀在我们在你我的身上可以显明的。
And that Christ's glory can be revealed in His people.
告诉你。复活带来永远的安慰与美好的盼望。
And the resurrection of Christ gives us eternal encouragement and good hope.
因为基督已经复活，我们不再害怕，我们不再动摇，我们不再迷失。
Because Christ has risen, we no longer fear, no longer waver, and no longer go astray.
他活着，我们也要活。
He lives, and we too shall live.
所以今天。我们要带着一个简单但很有力量的确信面对我们的人生。
So today, we should face our lives with a very simple yet powerful conviction.
我们被神拣选。
I have been chosen by God.
我们可以站立得稳。
I can stand firm.
神正在改变塑造我们。
God is transforming me.
我的未来充满了希望。
And my future is full of hope.
因为耶稣真正复活了，不是个理论啊。
Because Jesus resurrection is not a theory.
不是个象征，而是历史的事实。
It is not a symbol, but a historical fact.
所以我们可以更有平安啊。
And therefore we can have greater peace.
更有力量。
Greater strength.
更有喜乐。
Greater joy.
更能期盼未来。
And a greater anticipation for the future.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为基督已经复活，他的复活成为我们永恒的盼望。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, because Jesus Christ has risen, and His resurrection has become our eternal hope.
求你使我们时常记得，我们是你所拣选、所爱的子民。
May you always remind us that we are your chosen people. We are loved by you.
求你坚固我们，使我们在世上的风浪中，仍能站立得稳，持守正道。
May you strengthen us so that in the middle of the storms in this world, we may stand firm and hold fast to the truth.
求你在我们身上显明基督的荣耀，使我们在黑暗中能发光。
May you reveal the glory of Christ through us, so that we can shine, as light in the darkness.
求你复活的盼望安慰我们，使我们在困难中仍然有力量。
May you encourage us with the hope of the resurrection, so that we may find strength in times of difficulty.
愿复活的主成为我们每天生活的力量与心中的盼望。
May the risen Lord be the strength of our daily lives and the hope within our hearts.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们请起立唱这首回应歌。I know it's never fails 喜乐与新生命，愿你走在他的平安中，活在他的大能里，并以他的爱发光作盐。阿门。
基督在上，
Please be safe. 我打算回台了。